generations, I guess, of people involved. And I don't know what got him all upset. I was his favorite target in his blog, I guess. He's upset because I don't blog. I am on Facebook, but I don't use it. I got all kinds of people wanting to be my friend on Facebook, and I don't know why. Well, you know, I'm getting old. I only have so many years left. That's not how I want to spend my time. I've got other things to do. And I think the whole question, maybe one of the big bones of contention, is this question of evidence versus proof and beyond a reasonable doubt and preponderance of the evidence and stuff like that. And I think he's afraid to stand up and say that it's clear that some UFOs are alien spacecraft. Some. Key word there. Mm-hmm. And now I'll give him credit when he did his thing on Majestic 12, Do You Believe in Magic? He did let me listen to what Carl Flock said. I said, Paul, I need a comment on what he said, but I don't know what he said. So he let me watch it. And fortunately, I caught something which he hadn't caught, namely that Carl was talking about Donald Menzel would never have said they were from Mars. He used to draw these little sketches of Martians, and that was just an inside joke and so forth. Well, as soon as I saw that, I realized I had to say, you know, Menzel's the one who said they weren't from Mars. This is in the MJ-12 papers. And so Paul treated that pretty fairly, I thought. And so, no, I don't act like you young guys do, and too bad, I'm not.
Okay. All right, the next question is my personal favorite here coming up, and it's from Saucy Rossi, and it's completely out of left field, literally. The reason why it's my favorite, too, is because we talked about Project Blue Book Special Report number 14, and I've often heard you say, you know, charts and graphs and data heaven. What do you think of sabermetrics in baseball?
In what metrics?
Sabermetrics in baseball. It's like analysis of, I guess you don't know about it. It's like...
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. We may have started a whole new side hobby here for you. It's like...
Well, I was a big baseball fan when I was young. I grew up in New Jersey. I was a Dodger fan, and others were Giant or Yankee fans. We had three teams in New York, you know, so you were a rabid fan. I could quote you chapter and verse, numbers, all this kind of thing, but sabermetrics, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll just clue you in. It's like an intense statistical analysis of baseball used as a predictive measurement of how players are going to do. It's complicated mathematical type stuff. You'd love it, I bet. You should definitely check
this
it out.
This is based on past performance,
Yes, with equations and stuff. It's quite a whole new realm of baseball that a lot of general managers use to analyze players and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. We may have started a whole new side career for you.
How do you spell it?
S-A-B-E-R, metrics.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like math and baseball put together into a science. There you go, Saucy Rossi. You've changed Stan's career into, we're going to see you writing for Baseball Perspective, I bet, like in 6 months.
Well, you know, I like the idea of collecting facts, data, solid information. And one of the interesting things in Blue Book Special Report 14 is there statistical cross-comparison between the unknowns, they're the only ones we're interested in, and the knowns, showing on the basis of six different characteristics that the probability that the unknowns, or just misknowns, was less than 1%. Now, it's funny how the noisy negativists never mention that little fact, and they never mention that the better the quality of the sighting, and I'm sure this somehow fits into ball players, you know, how good a fielder, base runner, et cetera.
Yeah.
Statistics, yeah, they count for a lot. How the better the quality, the more likely to be an unknown. And as I point out, you know, there was Carl Sagan saying they're interesting sightings that aren't reliable. They're reliable